People, and welcome to the People Building Podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about how it is that we can reduce the severity, the distress and discomfort that comes with negative experiences by making some simple little shifts in our words and language and how we communicate, both to ourselves inside our heads and to others outside of ourselves as well. So if you are experiencing far too much anxiety and drama, just keep on watching. My behaviour and communications on this podcast are not an accurate reflection of how I interact in my other businesses. Basically, I don't ever swear at children. If this podcast causes you distress of any kind, either by what I say or who I am, then do yourself a favour and go away. Today, we are going to be talking about how you can get better control over your emotional state and put yourself into a better mindset for problem solving by shrinking and minimizing the problems you experience using your words and language. Now, there are two things to mention here. Thing number one is that often we do shrink down what we are communicating because we want to communicate more quickly, swiftly, and easily. But in that instance, it's more that we talk about our message using generalizations. It's more that we communicate using generalizations and make assumptions that the other person that we are communicating to is going to have an idea of what on earth it is that we're actually talking about. And that is not always the case. And that's when it can lead to problems, when we are overgeneralizing to get our message across.
Could you give me an example?
Let's imagine that I ask my colleague to go to the shops and get a bag of sugar because we have guests coming this afternoon and they may want teas and coffees. But my colleague is from a family of bakers and they bake beautiful cakes, which means that there is always icing sugar knocking about in their house. Instead of buying granulated sugar, she buys icing sugar because that's what sugar means in her world. And then I go off on one because she's bought the wrong kind of sugar. Like, how can anybody be so stupid? But the point is that I did not express my instruction in a level of detail and specificity that would fit in with the way that she thinks. And that's on me as the communicator, which is a challenging thing to take responsibility for because we don't always know what other people think and how other people think, and quite often just assume that they think in the same way that we do, when in fact it turns out that they don't. So sometimes we need to be going into levels of detail that perhaps we are not used to giving in order to get our message across in a really nice, not just slick and clear way, but in a way that's really going to have the other person understand what it is that we want to communicate. And if you think about it, very often arguments, misunderstanding, wars all happen because of a miscommunication where one person has one idea and one meaning and the other person understands it in a completely different way, and then there is just this explosive reaction because of it. So there are definitely times when detail, more emphasis, more information are particularly helpful to us. However, when someone is in a negative state or a state of anxiety, I propose to you that in those instances, we want to be minimizing our communication, not just the amount and degree of what we say, but actually in the terminology, the actual terms and statements that we use, we want to be using those in a way that helps to shrink, dissolve, and reduce the problems that we are experiencing. For example, if you know that you, maybe like some of us, have a tendency to be a little bit dramatic when things are starting to go horribly wrong, and you may only do that in the quiet of your own mind. That might not be something that you do like outside in real life, but if you know that you have a tendency to go worst case scenario or to just over amplify stuff, and make things have more significance than they needed to, then this tactic is going to be really important for you. The reason why it's so important is because we need our brains to see the problems and anxieties that we experience as being simple and solvable, so that it feels super motivated to find the solutions for us. If we represent problems to ourselves as being big, scary, complicated, and overwhelming, then quite frankly, your brain just wants to go hide under the duvet. And that is useful to no one. So what we want to be doing is taking the situation in hand and thinking about it in as logical and small and least significant wording as we possibly can. A few weeks back, I had come home from work. I was really tired. It was late and I still needed to cook dinner. And there was a lot of I still need to do's happening in my head, which was causing me a certain level of stress and anxiety. But first I needed to do the washing up. So I resentfully did the washing up, and having done it, I then turned around and had the experience of seeing a plate that I'd missed. Now by this point I'd already emptied the bowl out of water, and so it was quite frustrating for me to see that there was something I'd forgotten, and that whilst I had psychologically checked washing the dishes off of my list, actually the job was not finished yet. And what I caught myself saying to myself inside my head was, damn it, there's a whole other plate that needs washing up, and now I'm gonna have to fill up the entire bowl all over again.
Wow.
And luckily I caught myself in the flow of this internal dialogue and interrupted myself by saying, it's just washing up a plate though, really, isn't it? And then I kind of made myself giggle because I realized that I was doing something that I always forewarn my clients against doing, particularly those with stress and anxiety, which is to over-amplify the severity of the issue at hand. And I was really going for it. And it made me chuckle because, you know, even when you know this stuff, you can still get caught out by it. The most important thing, however, is that you catch it. And when you do, you correct it, just like I did in the example that I gave you there. So over the coming weeks and months, I am challenging you to identify where you blow up and over-amplify problematic things that are occurring, and to reframe them. By which I mean rephrase them to yourself, state them in more simplistic terms, or at least more realistic ones. And do the same with those around you too, because very often when you start practicing with these skills, it's easier to identify them in other people than it is to identify that you do it to yourself too. And when we identify it in other people, you know, we all know that one person who really blows things up. So with that person, what you're going to be doing as you move forward is you're going to be reframing what they say, not in a way which is going to make it as if you're disagreeing with the severity of what they're saying, but simply in a way that agrees with what they say, and then you restate it in a lower level way. So if they say, this is horrendous, it's an absolute disaster, then you say, you're right, it's pretty bad, isn't it? So you're not disagreeing, but at the same time, you are not going up at that high level that they're going in with. You're going to take it down, you're going to bring it down a notch. And you can even start paying attention to your intonation, the tone of voice that you use as you say it. Because if they're throwing around a ton of emphasis like this, then you can just take a breath and restate what you want to say in a slightly slower, more pause-filled, more considered way, so that again you start to drain the drama away from what's going on. So there are times when we want to add in more detail so that we are super clear in what we're saying and helping others to understand our communication as thoroughly as possible. But when those times relate to high drama, high anxiety, high pressure, where adding in even more is not going to be favourable, in those instances, we want to be shrinking, minimising and reducing the level of that we add into what we are saying by using language which is reducing the impact of the severity of the thing that we're talking about. So if you found this video either useful, helpful, or interesting in some way, then for those of you watching on YouTube, go ahead and click the red subscribe button, hit the notifications bell so that you get notified the next time I upload one of these videos. For those of you who are listening on iTunes or some other podcasting platform, be sure to subscribe there. And for those of you who are in the People Building EAP, then you can add your comments down below and I will see all of you 1 month from now. But between now and then, keep minimizing. Thank you so much for watching and listening, and I'll see you all on the next one. Bye.